nice enough to join us now is his Hall of Fame trainer, Shug McGahee. Shug, thanks for some time today on race day.
Oh, you're welcome, Tony. Thanks.
So, performer, 5-for-6, has done nothing wrong since his debut. He finished third in his debut, 5 in a row since. I know this wasn't meant to be his second start of the year. Talk to us a little bit about some of the things that's kept him off the racetrack until this long and some of the races he was supposed to run in earlier this year.
Well, he was ready to come up for the Carter, I think on April the 4th, Wood Day, and we had a van load of horses coming up here to run, and about 2 weeks before that, and then Martin gave me a call and said, give me a couple hours. I'm not sure what's going to happen. So the COVID stopped racing for a while, and then it was kind of going back and forth, you know, back off of him, go on with him. And so when we got him in New York to run in the Carter, you know, he was in the next day. He was in, and then Thursday or Friday before, I was going to take him over, just school him in the paddock, and he had an ankle that jumped up on him, and, you know, I didn't know what it was. He'd galloped that morning and was fine, and so that delayed us until the fall. We had to just do a little minor work on it. He just had some little kind of junk in there we had to take out, not really a chip or anything more, just like some shaving stuff, and that sort of put us behind. And then, you know, he went back a little farther than I thought he would. So, you know, I just kept telling myself, don't get in a hurry. And so we got him back to the races in October, and you know, I was pleased with what I saw.
But that's really where we've been. He's the type of horse, he's won from 6 to 1 mile and 1/8, and to me it looks like he really does this effortlessly.
Well, I think he does. I think he's a very talented horse. I think he likes doing what he's doing. He's kind of a happy horse, and you know, when you push the button to breeze him, you know, he breezes good, does what you want to do. He doesn't overdo it, and you don't have to make him do it either. And you know, he's easy on himself when he gallops and eats good, and he's a good keeper. So, you know, all those things makes my job a lot easier.
You only got the one race into him, like you mentioned, since that Discovery win last year, which might be his most impressive race to date. That Discovery was a real good effort, and then last time again, so effortless in the mud. He's worked a half a dozen times since. How's he coming into this?
All of his works, Tony, have been good. You know, I mean, I blew him out yesterday, and he blew out really, really well. And, you know, so we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, like you were saying earlier, this is his second race in over a year. And that's not that easy to do, but I think he's fit enough. And, you know, we're just going to have to see what the weather does. I'm not really worried about an off track. You know, I mean, in any race, I wish it was a fast track, but it doesn't look like we're going to get that. Just for the safety of all the horses and you know, be a true run race. But I don't think that'll bother him, and, you know, I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Does the rail draw bother you? He's never drawn inside. I know he's raced inside, but he's never drawn inside. That bother you at all?
Well, I mean, if you were to ask me, I'd rather have the 5 than the 1, but nothing I can do about it. I mean, he breaks. I think he'll break good, and when you got a rider like Rosario on him, he's going to put him where he needs to be. And the other day he was laid a little bit off the pace, and you know, but he was there. And you know, his race at Saratoga a year ago, when he won the one other than, you know, he was way back from the outside, and that was a new experience for him. So, you know, I think that you know, he's the kind of horse that you can put him where you want to put him and go from there. And I've got all the confidence in the world, and Rosario will have him where he needs to be.
I know you're not a huge presence on social media, but after he won the Discovery, Naira put up a head-on shot, and he put Tax away. Tax, very accomplished 3-year-old last year, and certainly a little bit more seasoned than Performer. They put up a head-on shot, and Twitter exploded with the two words that are gospel to a lot of people. Easy goer. He looks a little bit like Easy Goer. The chestnut, obviously. Do you get this from people at all? Do they make that comparison to you at all?
Yeah, I hear it quite a bit, Tony, and I don't think that they're wrong. You know, I mean, he does. He's got the same kind of head with the white star and his chestnut. You know, I think he might be a little bit taller than Easy Goer was, but no, I can't deny what people think. I think they're right on.
You talk about Joe
family. I mean, I know somewhere along the line this fall, somebody said something. I went back, just got on my desk and looked at his pedigree again, and you know, he's in there. So
that makes sense. Talking with Hall of Famer Shug McGee, he has performer tomorrow in the Grade One Cigar Mile. You mentioned Joel putting him in the right place. Do you give Joel in a race like this? And the complexion of this race could change depending on the racetrack. Mind Control might come out. Firenze Fire will come out if it's sloppy. It could be as big as 9, as small as 7. Do you give Joel any instructions, especially with the rail draw? Or do you just let him break and let the chips fall from there?
Nah, I won't say too much to him, Tony. I don't really say a whole lot to the jocks anyway. I mean, I just tell kind of what I think. And, you know, I'm just going to tell him, I said, play, no matter who's in there, I said, just play the break and take it from there.
All right.
I think Joel reads the race pretty good. You know, I think he does his homework. And, you know, I think when he goes in there, he's got some sort of an idea of what's going to happen. And, you know, if they break good, that's the whole key is in the horse race anymore is a break. And I've got all the confidence in the world in him, and I don't need to really get to pounding on him. This is what we need to do, and we need to be laying here and be laying there because, you know, who knows what's going to happen in a race.
Obviously pretty lightly raced going into the end, coming to the end of his four-year-old year now. Do you think about the future with him? Is he the kind of horse that you hope you keep in training next year? Are the plans to keep him around?
Yeah, there is. You know, I mean, that really when COVID hit back in the spring, I know when Peter Brand, who's, you know, a minority owner in him, he said, well, it looks like we'll have a good five-year-old here with him. And I think as long as everything is, you know, as long as he doesn't stub his toe along the way somewhere, I think that the plans are to run him as a five-year-old. And, you know, I haven't really thought that far ahead yet, but, you know, there's a lot of opportunities for a horse of his type throughout the year. So, you know, hopefully he'll run well tomorrow and come back good, and we'll look to the future after that.
Let's talk a little bit about Code of Honor before we let you go. Good second behind Bodie Express in the Grade One Clark last week over at Churchill Downs. Looking at the Pegasus with him?
Yeah, I've got it on my mind. I do. That's what I'm pointing for. And, you know, he went to Payson Park the next day. And, of course, I haven't seen him since he run because I'm up here, but I'll see him next week. And but that's where we'd like to go.
And the plans for him, is he going to stick around for the entire year? Are you going to wait and see after the Pegasus?
No, there's no plans to stop him. I think Mr. Farish would like to run him, you know, as a five-year-old, as long as he's performing, you know, the way he has been.
That's wonderful. That's good to hear. So in a year where we've seen a lot of uncertainty and a lot of horses go to the breeding shed, it's nice to see that these two horses who really, especially Performer, where, you know, sky's kind of the limit, really looking forward to seeing both of them in training next year. You brought up COVID a couple of times, Shug. We've talked to a bunch of horsemen and women over the course of the last 5 or 6 months. We're finally getting a chance to catch up today. How did it affect the barn? You guys get through it pretty much unscathed?
We did. We haven't had any problems. You know, I really think that Naira's done a very good job of kind of protecting the backside. And, you know, I mean, some of the stuff has been unfortunate with no fans and that kind of stuff. But it looks like to me that, you know, that might be the answer to the whole thing, is just try to keep people away from each other and, you know, wear your mask. And so we haven't had any problems whatsoever. So I hope it stays that way.
Yeah, us too. Us too. Well, it's great catching up. I believe it's been 24 years since Gold Fever took that. Well, then it was still the Naira Mile back in 1996 for the late Cynthia Phipps.
Yeah, so that's a long time ago. Time goes by in a hurry, I tell you.
That's a good sign, though. When people tell you about stakes you won 25 years ago, that's a good sign. That means you're still around and still doing it the right way.
Well, you know, you're right about that. You know, you see a lot of them start going the wrong way. And, you know, I was talking to my assistant this afternoon. I said, you know, he was talking about how much he's looking forward to the bar. And, you know, he was saying, I know you've had days like this, but this is kind of my first experience. And, you know, I told him, I said, well, we got, no matter what happens tomorrow, we got a lot to look forward to. I got probably more horses now than I've had in a while. And, you know, the Phipps have sold their yearling colts last year, but they kept them this year. And Stuart Janney's got more than he had this year. And, you know, so with Cortland and Joe Allen and a few of these others, you know, those are the ones that got the most. But I got some ins and outs here and there that, you know, I think I got a lot to look forward to.
Still plenty of gas left in the tank. Hall of Famer Shug McGee, performer tomorrow in that Grade 1 Cigar Mile. Thanks for some time tonight, Shug. Best of luck tomorrow and going forward.
All right, Tony. I ain't done yet.
I hear you. I hear you.
A long way to go.